Syrian refugees were thrown into the center of political debates after the Paris attacks 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to check back in with someone who works to resettle refugees here in the U.S. I met Corrine DeHaby last month in Toledo, Ohio. She helps set up families with English lessons, housing, and furniture. Her organization is called Us Together. Today, she told me there was some chaos and confusion after the attacks as families tried to figure out what it all meant for them.
You know, the media went about it so much, and they labeled the Syrian refugees or Syrian as terrorists. But we are fortunate in Toledo, the Toledo area, it's very welcoming community. We didn't have a lot of negative comments. On the contrary, we had people calling us, asking what they can do to help us out. But the refugees themselves, the families, were kind of concerned, too, about the whole issues.
You mean the refugees were afraid of a backlash?
From here, from United States, not from overseas Syria right. or any other country. They were worried, like, if people are going to hear it so much they are terrorists, something's going to happen here from inside the United States to them.
But so far, there has not been any backlash. There have not been any hate crimes against the families that have resettled or anything like that.
No. Everything is fine. Everything is okay. Nothing happened, and I'm sure it's not going to happen. We're hoping and praying.
Toledo, as you say, is a welcoming community. Ohio's governor, John Kasich, is one of 30 governors in the U.S. who've said either they don't want to admit refugees from Syria and Iraq into their state, or they want to pause the program. We spoke to Ohio Governor John Kasich on this program a couple of weeks ago. I'd like to play you part of what he said. Let's listen.
You know, in light of Paris, I think it's very reasonable to say that we need to have a pause. If we can establish proper protocols, procedures to know who they are so that we're not inviting people under the cover of refugee status who mean us harm, you know, then that's another day.
Corrine DeHaby, how would you respond to that?
Well, my response to him, we're not welcoming refugees left and right from the problem area hopping on the plane and coming here. We know they are going through 12 steps of screening. And I would like to tell the governor we should trust more in our homeland security, in our American government judgment. We're not talking about Europe here. Europe, yes, they had massive people going to Europe through oceans and sea, and many of them were undocumented, and we don't know if they were Syrian or not. But here it's the opposite.
Corrine, when I visited Toledo last month, you introduced me to Omar al-Awad and his family. It was the day that his children started American school.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How are Omar and his family doing now?
They are doing really well. They are improving in a lot of things. The language is one of them. He's doing here and there jobs, you know, freelancing work.
He's a carpenter, right?
Yes, but we're trying to help him out, taking him to Home Depot, teaching him the material names and stuff so he can probably in the future work as a carpenter.
That's Corrine DeHaby. She runs the group Us Together, Resettling Refugees in Toledo, Ohio. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, Ari. Thank you so much.